First of all, I want to acknowledge my co-authors. First, Dr. Gabriel Ojeda, who is the Director of Evaluation of Pro Familia. Marisol Tejes, who is here, is an epidemiologist from the Universidad del Bosque. And as you said, the title of this presentation is Trends of Contraceptive Use in Colombia from 1990 to 2005. I would start by briefly describing my country where this study was conducted. Colombia is located, as you can see, in northern South America, and the capital city is Bogota. We have 42 million inhabitants in Colombia, and reflecting the low educational level that we have in Colombia, only 31.7% of the population have high school, 7% have college education, 1.3% have master's or doctoral degree. And relevant for family planning, 90% of the population is Catholic. Now, I'm going to give you a brief introduction about the healthcare system of Colombia, which is relevant for family planning. During the last 40 years, Colombian governments have allowed the development of private family planning programs. And Pro Familia was the private institution that was created in 1965, and it provided 70% of the family planning services until 1993, when Congress approved the National Health System Reform. And through that reform, we have now universal health care services, which include the reproductive health care services. Currently, the basic plan for health care in Colombia provides the reproductive health care services. So in this context, the objective of our study was to evaluate the trend in unmet needs and contraceptive use by socio-demographic and geographic characteristics from 1990 to 2005. We used the databases from the National Health and Demographic Surveys conducted in 1990, 1995, 2000, and 2005. All these demographic surveys were conducted by Pro Familia and are part of the Demographic and Health Surveys, DHAs, which are coordinated by ORC and Macro. All of these surveys use probabilistic multi-stage cluster sampling design and includes females 15 to 49 years old who reported having or having had any sexual partner. Just to give you an idea of our sample sizes, in 1990 we included 3,056 women. In 1995 we included 6,131 women. In the year 2000 it included 6,026 women, and in the year 2005 it included 20,000 women. Regarding our dependent variables, what we included was as contraceptive use, current contraceptive use, yes versus no, and any need for family planning, which was met versus not met. Regarding our independent variables, we included as sociodemographic factors age, which was categorized into four categories. The adolescents, 15 to 19 years old, women from 20 to 30 years old, women from 31 to 39 years old, and women from 40 to 49 years old. Regarding educational level, we categorize our variables in non-education, elementary school education, high school, college, or higher. We use as an indicator for socioeconomic status the wealthy index, which was developed by the World Bank to be able to compare with other countries, and it has the quintiles classification, which is very low, low, medium, high, very high. And area, geographic area, we use urban and rural areas. Regarding our statistical analysis, initially we conducted a descriptive analysis. We estimated the prevalence of dependent variables where were stratified by all the variables for each year. And then we conducted multivariate analysis in which we took into account the sampling weights and the design effects, because all of these samples represent the population of Colombia. Then, in order to compare the results and the estimates across the years, we use the Cochrane Q test of homogeneity, and we compare both the prevalence and the associations. All the analyses were conducted using SAS and STATA. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the results of our analysis. First of all, this graph shows here the prevalence and here we have the prevalence for current contraceptive use, and here we have the prevalence of unmet needs. So as you can see here, is that the prevalence of current use, it has increased for all the age groups. These are the different age groups. Here we have the adolescents, and here we have the adult women with the other three categories, and the same here for unmet needs. And what we see with current use is that from 1990 until 2005, you have seen an increment in the prevalence of current use. However, this increment has been more significant from the year 1990 to the year 2000, and we see that there is no an increment from the year 2000 to the year 2005. And we see that for all the age groups, although we see an important gap between the adults and the adolescents. And we see a similar pattern, although it's an inverse pattern, for unmet needs, being a reduction in the prevalence of unmet needs from 1990 to 1995. Then we see a steady pattern, and we also find an important gap, although not as significant, between the adolescents and the other age groups. So now, to better understand these prevalence estimates that we have, we conducted the multivariate analysis for all the years, and here I present the results from the years 1990 and 2005. What we have here are our odds ratios. Here we have our null value 1, and what we can see here is that for the year 1990 and for the year 2005, we see that adult women are more likely to report current contraceptive use, and we see a similar pattern both from 1990 to 2005. So it's an important gap between adolescents and adult women. What happened with unmet needs? We see the same pattern, but it's an inverse pattern, being adult women less likely to report unmet needs compared to adolescent women. And we see the same pattern from 1990 to the year 2005. Now, what happened between contraceptive use and unmet needs by educational level? Interesting, we see here that it's an increment in the prevalence of contraceptive use by educational level. Here we have the women with no education, and we see an important increment even for the women with no education. And actually in the year 2000, we see that the gap between the women with no education versus the women with some education decreases. And as we see a similar pattern, although we don't see the marked gap for unmet needs according to educational level. So what happened with our multivariate analysis? What we observe here is that women with some education continue in 1990 and in 2005 to be more likely to report contraceptive use. However, the interesting thing here is that in 1990, women with more than high school education were 2 times more likely to report having current contraceptive use, but in the year 2005, they were 1.3 times more likely. So we see an important reduction in the gap between education, the individual women who don't have education, and the individual who have higher education. And that's apparent here in the year 2005. And what happened with unmet needs? We see an inverse pattern, but at the same as what we saw with current contraceptive use, women with higher education in the year 2005, although the women with high school are more likely than the women with no education, are less likely to report unmet needs. The gap that we saw in 1990 versus the gap that we see in 2005 is reduced. Now, what happens according to contraceptive use and unmet needs regarding wealthy index? This is the index that was created by the World Bank. We see a similar pattern with education, although it's not as significant. We see an increment in the use of contraceptive, even in the group with the lower index, which are the poorer women. And we see that by the year 2000, the gap between the women with lower index versus the women with the higher index is a little bit more reduced compared to what we saw in the year 1995. And we see a similar pattern with unmet needs. And when we conducted our multivariate analysis, we see that for 1995, women with very high index compared to women with very low index were more likely to report current contraceptive use. And we see the same thing for the year 2005, although in the year 1995 it was 1.9 times more likely, and in the year 2005 it was only 1.4. So the same as for education, we see a reduction of the gap that we were seeing between the individuals with very low index versus the individuals with higher index. And in unmet needs, we see a similar pattern, although there are not important significant differences between the year 1995 and the year 2005. And finally, by area, by geographical area, what we observe here, it's very interesting as well. We find that in the year 1990, women who live in rural areas have a lower prevalence of current contraceptive use versus women who live in urban areas. And this gap also is decreased by the year 2000, and then we don't see an important difference by the year 2005, and we see the same inverse pattern with unmet needs. And interesting also, our multivariate analysis shows that in 1990, women who live in rural areas were less likely to report current contraceptive use compared to women who live in urban areas. By the year 2005, we actually see an inverse pattern. It's not statistically significant, it's actually close to one, indicating that there's a pattern towards women in rural areas to having to being more likely to report current contraceptive use. So here we not only see closing the gap, but we also see a pattern towards being inversed. And with unmet needs, we see the same pattern. We see that women in rural areas were more likely to report unmet needs in 1990, but in the year 2005, they were actually almost the same as women in urban areas. So we see an important close in that gap in these two indicators. As any study, we have some limitations. Obviously, these are cross-sectional studies conducted in 1990, 1995, 2000, and 2005. We don't have panel data, so we can't see longitudinal what happened with these women. And this was all conducted by questionnaires. And although they have been very standardized across the years, there have been some differences in the data collection methodology, so that could be a limitation. But despite these limitations, what we found is that regardless of demographic factors, there was an increase in the prevalence of contraceptive use among females, particularly what we found from the year 1990 to the year 2000. Adolescents, however, have the lowest prevalence of contraceptive use and the highest prevalence of unmet needs through all the years. And this low prevalence of contraceptive use among adolescents and the higher prevalence of unmet needs suggests the need to target this population. There has been some efforts, especially from Pro Familia and the group that work with adolescents, but we need more work through the government to target this population. Now, a higher prevalence of contraceptive use was observed in 1990 at higher levels of education and wealthy index. However, it was interesting that in the year 2000, there was a significant reduction in this disparity by education wealth index. Likewise, the likelihood of contraceptive use shifted from being lower in the 1990s in rural areas to being higher in the year 2005, reducing this disparity that we saw in the 1990s between rural and urban areas. And this could be a reflection, although we haven't really evaluated the policy or the impact of the programs, but it could be the reflection of the implementation of these community family planning programs that have been led in part by Pro Familia and the government of Colombia with an important social marketing focus. Thank you.